It's gonna take a lot of discipline in this computer chair, bro. I was saying that, like, bro, it's all right,
so, yeah. Yeah. Time to blow the bars. 7-3s to them AMGs. Now we rolling bars.
Rolling bars, yeah.
Yeah, my mama raised me. FLA paid me. I beat all of them cases. I'm on. Yeah. Time to blow the bars. Ooh. Old school, big rims, sit like talking toys.
Talking toys, yeah.
I got a floor to stay in mind now. I be on my grind now. Let my fucking shine now. They on.
It's hard as hell for a young Florida boy. Where we play football and sell dope.
It's another episode of Flow Factory, kicking it with Mark Richards, guest host for his brother of mine, filling in, kicking it, and we got a special guest this week, Kenny.
Got my dog Kermit with me, the legend. Hey, I don't care, he a legend to me.
Appreciate it.
That's a legend, man. Every week, bro, we bring a Florida ball player on, it'd be big speed, though, I'll tell you that.
Nah, for sure.
Oh, we gonna touch on that. Hey, this boy, Olympic, he don't be the Olympian track runner, so folks don't be knowing that.
A lot of stuff they don't know.
We're about to tap in and let them know what's up.
Talk to me.
And what was your introduction to football? Were you always good at football? Was it a struggle? Like, what was your beginning like?
I was always good at football. Like, I was always the best, like, all around. Me and my cousin, but like, I was better than him, though. But but he was good, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who was your cousin? Who are you talking about?
Bracy.
Okay. Marvin Bracy.
Yeah, his
okay.
Bracy, so.
Big speed.
Right, for sure. I ain't have no early struggling years. Like I always, like I say, I always been good, and I always been playing with guys that was older than me. Okay. So that's what made me kick off even better too. And just playing with older guys just made it easier playing with guys my age.
Like older cousins, or you run of the bunch?
No, my oldest cousin. I'm like the youngest guy. Okay. And I started playing football way before like my age bracket even started. Like, when I started playing football.
You got that Sandlot shit. You outside, for sure. Which was the good days.
But when we started playing football in the City League, we was the first Pee Wee team. I think so. Because we ain't had no teams then, because I was either playing with, like 11 and 12-year-olds. Then when we got the Pee Wee, then that's when I started playing.
And y'all from the same area. Did you guys know each other during those Pop Warner years?
No, he from
Carver Shore.
Carver Shore. I'm from Cross Town.
Okay.
I'm from by the arena.
I don't know the arena.
The thing is, it's when it comes to areas in Orlando, it's obviously people come here and think it's Disney World, like I said, but it's just, it's so much inner city. It's so much inner city shit. Like even you can come to Texas Ave or it's a lot, but it ain't nothing going on, so it's at the end of the day, like I say, you give every man flowers because you know areas and you just know how hard it is to make it out of just something like that because it's not the talent why people can't make it out. It's just decisions, choices we make, and you know what I mean? Like, I play with this man. I think college football is above professional level when it comes to, like, just being at the top of the world because – You got to think about it. You playing for the love of it, and it's different. So it's like, you know, you real deal build brotherhoods and learn where people come from and shit like that. And my dude, always, he's younger than me. So when he came in, he came into a situation where, you know, we the same people we is to this day. We crack jokes. You know, we ain't that never. Imagine me in your receiver room.
But, say too much.
But we was getting to it. You know what I mean? So he came into a good situation where, and he'll attest to this. Our coach was like, dude was a father away from home. You know, Dawson. You know what I mean?
And nah,
so,
for sure.
So it was just like, man, like I, obviously I knew where he came from, coming from Jones High School and whatnot.
Right.
So it's like, no, we kind of we made it do what it do. You know, we check in to this day, and I'm glad he on the show.
I appreciate it though.
When at that early age did you realize, or did you start getting the mindset that this could be a way out for you, football?
Shit, when they started paying me after every touchdown.
that hood man.
I saw all the dope boys coming to every game. Yeah. All they know is, man, you do this, I got you.
What you getting per touchdown, man?
I was getting like sometimes 20, sometimes 50.
Yeah.
But I was scoring like 5 times, 6 times a game.
Yeah.
Big candy lady like, vibes.
Real shit. I'm telling you. It's like, I ain't having a hard time. I got it now, man. I ain't having a hard Yeah. I ain't had a hard life till I grew up, man.
Yeah. So what's that like at an early age, that feeling like of getting that early praise? When you balling like that, the neighborhood treats you a little different as well when you walk around.
Shit, that ain't do nothing but just keep me on the right path, because everybody, like they say, it take a village. Right. See, the whole hood raised me. From all the way to 50, all the way down to, you know what I'm saying, the 29th, 39th Street. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? So my neighborhood big.
Yeah.
So like I said, it took a village. So everybody knew who I was. Everybody knew who my people was. Everybody knew where I come from. And they knew what street I was on. So, shit, I went. Cause nothing I couldn't do, because everybody knew my mama. And knew my daddy. And as like I said, it kept me on the right path. Even the dope boy, they'll see me on the corner, yeah, man, get your ass off the corner, man. Take your ass to the center somewhere. I wasn't sitting on dope boy, I'm just saying though. Like, if they see me around some guy that I don't need to be around, they'll tell me, get from around here, give me some money just so me get gone.
Yeah, that's missing a lot these days, that neighborhood feeling and people kinda looking out for each other like that. That's a reoccurring thing when we talk to a lot of guys that we sit down with, is having those older mentors in some capacity, kinda looking out for you, making sure you know, taking the right route, you know. Speed-wise, like, were you doing track and field early on at a young age?
I mean, I used to practice it, but I never ran. I ran, like, one track meet. I won a race, and I started running. I ain't really take track serious till like, my sophomore year. Like, I always knew I was fast. Like, I went to state my freshman year, and I lost to this guy. But I was faster than him. But I just got nervous. But I just lost. But he been running all his life, so it was just like, I'm at states, and it's like, it's a bigger crowd, and everybody from all over. So I'm like, man, eh. So like I said, I didn't take it serious. I'm like, man, I know I'm faster than him. And when my sophomore year, I was burning shit, blowing shit. So I really took off with it. I took off with the track scene like my sophomore year though. But I was running like 10 folds my freshman year.
That's flying.
Nah, man, real, like that's flying,
man,
but
flying.
Ain't nothing compared to what I finished with. You know what I'm saying? It's good, but that's if with no tech. That with no technique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just running.
Hey, we were trying to race this dude. I think I probably try and get him in the 10-yard.
Like, nah.
10-yard. Hey, and I talk shit. That's my game. I get you 10 and let up. I'm just talking shit.
No, you quick though. That motherfucker quick though.
Look, I'm gonna get you in the 10 and talk shit the whole day. Get in your head. Now you.
Nah, yeah, but I swear.
This dude, I want to hear the story of you beating this Olympian, and he doing his thing right now, Bracey. He was mad as hell that day.
You talking about at the gym, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hot. He was hot.
I'll be hot too.
Everybody,
they don't know you was shit talking.
It was.
Oh, no, I can tell what I was doing. Everybody
got here. Niggas on his ass, but he was like, I can cut it, right?
Yeah.
Man, niggas on his ass. He like, you washed up. He like, do it again. Like, no, I ain't got race no more, but I beat you.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm good.
That's all it takes.
We grown too. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you in your prime? Yeah. I beat him. But it ain't the only Olympian I beat, though.
How did the shit talking man, play out?
That's how
y'all got to a race.
Man, that's how we talk. That's where we from. That's what we do.
So I just walked in the gym and said, let's race?
Nah, we was just doing a little shit, and we went at the same time. I shot out.
Yeah.
But you know, me and him always compete. We always been competitive. Even when he was running track at Boone and I'm at Jones, we racing through time. Yeah. Like each meet. He might be a meet there. He run the fast time. I make sure I beat his time, but he made sure he beat my time. And that's how it was.
Hey, Marvin Bracey called the L that y'all ain't know about.
Yeah, I beat him. Shit, but like I said, he ain't the only one I beat. I beat Trayvon Romel. Nigga from Tampa. Well, he from St. Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat him. He fast as hell, though. But I beat him, though.
What's your fastest 40 you been clocked at?
My fastest 40 was high school, about 4.3.
You ran a 4.3?
You can go faster than that, though, right?
Yeah, I was faster than that. I ran 4.4.
That's a dumb technique.
I was hurt, though. I was really hurt. That's documented. I had a back problem that day.
What do you think you could have ran? Had you been healthy? Like,
I probably could have ran like a 4.2. Low 4.3. Even then, I feel like it was too much pressure on me then, because everybody wanted you get that island, you get that $1 million. Man, I ain't never had that much pressure on me in my life.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Tighten up a little bit.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't never had that much pressure on my life.
So when you look back at something like that, you know, all these pressure moments, would you say that you was thankful for now as you, like you say, your adulthood, like, man, like this. Even, I was tripping thinking about that shit.
Right. I should have just went out that bitch, did that, ran my race. Like I've been doing, like, I've been running all my life. I could have just did that. But it's just that it's a bigger state. You know what I'm saying? It's more than I'm racing for. And it's just racing for me now.
Here's what I'm, like, confused at, right? Like, that's a big moment, though. Like,
right.
Running for, like, to go pro, you're pretty much putting your resume on paper a little bit and adding to what your resume is. But, like, that kickoff return, national championship, y'all down 4 points, that's more pressure than running a 40.
Yeah, but that's different. That's something I do. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know you was going to do that?
I've been open the whole game. Hey, I just kept getting.
Hey, I would. Boy,
it was hoping it was open the whole game.
Yo, it was.
I swear it was. It's just that I just kept getting. It was just one person. Just I'm little, yo. So it's just like swipe my feet. I'm falling.
Right.
I'm like damn.
Because early in the game, didn't you almost break one like early in the
game?
Yeah,
I almost broke one early in the game.
Yeah.
And shout out to Eddie Grant. Like I be telling folks like, because you know we transitioned from talking to fans online and shit
right.
to like what we doing now and. I would tell them, like, in the simplest terms, like, bro, like, if you can beat a team in 2 out of 3 phases, you're gonna win that game no matter how many turnovers. And that nigga Eddie Graham was like a wizard on that special teams. Yeah. Nigga had, like, bottle cap glasses.
Graham.
Yeah, he had bottle cap glasses, and he just was dipping, and he just knew what he was talking about.
Coach like, Graham had no glasses.
Eddie Grant.
You're talking about the D-line coach, man. That's
no,
coach
Eddie Grant.
Running back coach.
I want to talk some more about that game, but, like, through just from, like, a player perspective, right, you back there. I did punt return one time in my life, right? So my junior year in high school, it was a 4th and short, right? And it was, like, a tweener deciding, the team was trying to decide if they – I was playing safety. They were trying to decide if they was going to punt the ball or not. Coach tried to call me off, and I was like, nah. I got an opportunity to get one. And I returned it, and the coach benched me after that. But that was the only time. But it was a line drive kick. It was like a blessing because we had no hang time. So, like, when that ball's in the air, like, how are you staying focused and not keeping your ball, like, keeping your eye trying to return the kick, but also, you know, you got gunners running at you. Like, what your focus got to be to not, like, muff that punt?
Well, it's like, yeah. Truthfully, I wasn't nervous playing punt return until that game. And that is, like, real deal, honestly. Like, and we don't play it in Death Valley. We don't play it in places where you can't hear shit. And I think I was more nervous for that because it's like we got into a point where it's that's all in, be all. Like, we made it here. Like, this is it. And you can't blame nobody back there. So it's like it's just you and it's like – what make you lock in, truthfully, is a lot of shit. You think about what the folks going to say. This is what our mind is. This is what our mind is at a 18 through 22-year-old, like, what these folks back home, because Orlando big.
And they're going to talk shit,
Orlando,
boy.
Hey, if you fuck up in Orlando.
Well, they're going to talk shit. They're going to talk bad about you, bud.
Cancel, delete your socials. It's a mixture of like.
Luckily, I ain't have to go through shit for a bit to talk bad about me, but hey, man, I don't. Nah, real shit. I don't see them break down.
Mentally.
The greatest people, the goodest people, people who help a lot of motherfuckers, they don't broke them
Hall
down.
Hall of Famers, yeah. I don't see about some small get shit. Broke down. Yeah.
Shit that could have been avoided. And it's still a.
Which, if, hey, shout out. You hey, down. Shout out in the world to people who actually give flowers, bro.
Nah, real shit, though.
Hey, keep that up because, like I was saying, like the. It's a lot of shit that go in your head. You don't want to let your teammates down. And it's one thing, too, you tell the kids, like, you can't just want it overnight. You got to practice that shit. So, our special team coach, we'll be doing punts with just wet footballs. You know what I mean? Like,
it was real shit.
With distractions.
I ain't do punt return, but I always practice
it. We're put in good position. So, when it came down to game time, it was easy.
Me and Mark was talking last week, and he was telling me that he grew up a Florida State fan.
You are Mar Richards, brother.
Yeah. Down for the
State. He did not tell me this, and I've been knowing him 3 months. Oh, man. This is...
bro, I'm talking
he
about...
hates Florida State, bro.
Yeah, he hated it. I love him, bro. Yeah.
But he went on a visit.
Yeah.
He even played at Miami. He went on a visit, and I guess they ain't show him no love.
They ain't talk to him, bro. Like, they ain't looked away.
And they drove from Palm Beach. That's 6 hours.
You mad about that?
But you'd be probably mad too.
I won't, bro. They probably had somebody there that was bigger than him.
How was your recruiting though? I don't think I ever asked you that.
It was great.
Like, was Florida State always like?
Not really. I mean, I know signing day. I wanted to sign with Ohio State. But they never sent my national letter of intent because they knew I was already signed. I mean, I was already committed to FSU. But the coach didn't think I was going to sign. But, yeah. But I was really going to flip, though.
What was it about Ohio State that was, like, intriguing? Like, what was it about
shit,
that, like, stuck
Cole
out to
Urban, shit, he was talking to me.
Yeah.
Urban was fucking with me. He was my whole type of playbook. He was going to have me, type of plays he had for me and shit like that. But it just never worked out. It never came to it. So.
How did Florida State come about? Like, when you was high school? Like,
like I said, my cousin was there, shit. And then when I got there, he ended up leaving, going pro in track. So. I was stuck.
Yeah. Now, I remember that day, like, Jimbo was like, you don't do track or fucking football. And that's how Jimbo taught.
How was Jimbo?
Jimbo was a good dude. He get your ass, boy.
I hear mixed things.
I never had a bad, what's his name, but Kenny.
Kenny
almost got there beat by Jimbo.
Don't put that.
Jimbo
always
put
the palm. Hey, Dawes, get him, Dawes.
Don't put that to the world.
Man, you like Dawes. You like Dawes. I'm trying to tell you. No, I don't know what Kenny has. Something going on back home, man.
Hey, Mark, he'll tell you this. Every starter, if you ain't getting kicked out of practice or about to fight Jimbo, he don't like you.
I don't.
It's like a tactic. I don't fucking know, but to this day, like he said, bro, Jimbo, like, fans might badmouth him, but we love that dude. Like, that dude was, like, solid, bro. Like, I think we had the best coach in this era.
What happened? Why y'all about to square up? Like,
well, you know, Jimbo, he passionate. That nigga passionate.
He fucked up on the play.
Jimbo will chew you out.
I ain't know all the plays.
Like I said, it's like, it's like he tests you with how you respond to him. Usually people will just like, they'll let him get him. But this day, I was telling bro before, he said, I'm going to bring it up today. I said, I was going through some shit back home.
Yeah.
He caught me on the wrong day.
Wrong motherfucking day.
Jimbo was like, he wanted the type to yell from a distance. That nigga gonna get on you in your eyes, in your face, and you be like, man.
What?
And your receiver coach right here, and you said, Dawes better get him.
Like, Dawes. No, you're like, Dawes, man, Dawes, get him, man. He finna cry. Man, Dawes, get him, man. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, man, shit was funny as hell, man.
Jimbo
about to beat him up, though.
Did you grow up a Florida State fan? Who did you cheer for as a kid?
Nah, I ain't grow up a Florida State fan. I was a Miami fan, bro.
Hey, same.
I was a UN fan, bro. Other people don't understand. I really was, though. I was committed to UN. I decommitted, like, my 11th grade year.
What they did?
They didn't do nothing. Just they couldn't compete for nothing. So they was going through the sanctions.
Yeah, they were in the time of the sanctions, though.
I feel like if they didn't, I probably would have went up, but... Hey, man, it worked out fine for me, you know?
Yeah.
Go Noles.
So you took all five of your visits in the recruiting process? Or?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. I went to Ohio State visit, unofficial. Me and my coach went there. I used to always go to Miami, like junior days and stuff like that. I supposed to go to my Clemson visit and my West Virginia visit, but I didn't go. So I only took FSU, those three visits I took. But I had a track meet at Florida.
Yeah.
That same day of my visit. But my school had a high school basketball game versus my our rival. I came back. Went to the game.
They didn't give us a shot, bro.
UF.
Why you didn't give us a shot, bro?
Oh, no, I just ain't like it. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what it was. I just ain't like UF.
Yeah.
I think it was bullshit.
Who was there at the time? We had Muschamp.
I don't know who was there.
That was Muschamp.
I don't know who was
definitely
there.
Definitely defensive era.
I know that's when they had T-Rob.
Muschamp. Yeah, that's T-Rob's boy.
Man, I ain't want to go to that beer. I went there and host the game on Bright House.
You never took a visit or nothing?
Man, I never. I went to visit, but my official visit, yeah. I didn't take it.
Who's recruiting you?
T-Rob.
T-Rob a good recruiter, though.
Yeah, but he couldn't get me. Yeah. I'm like, you know how that bad baby you supposed to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know you can get her, but you can't. Yeah.
So Mark connected to us in a few ways. He was at Auburn first.
Yeah.
And he told us, you know, they
came in my clothes. Hey, I don't know too much, man.
Hey, Trey Mason was going off that game too.
I ain't gonna say
he went crazy.
I think the world realized that they need to pull some strings to even stick with us. And
like they're still in play, is what you're saying.
That's speculation. I heard about it like around the time.
They had Coach
Craig.
Coach Craig.
Oh, Damon Graham.
He's an old quarterback coach.
It's quarterback coach. So, of course, you
know what's going on. But the thing is, when it comes to sports and football, I ain't going to lie, it's like so much shit nowadays, especially with gambling. It's like, what is real?
Yeah.
Because you hear so much shit. And I ain't going to lie, like me as a rebel, I try not to listen to it, but some shit be making sense. You like,
what?
Damn, the shit was in Vegas. Yeah. Taylor Swift. Yeah. Look, it just, I don't know.
Let's rewind that game a little bit. They did jump out to a big lead.
Big lead. Because of Kendall, what Kendall fought?
What Kendall did?
I don't know, I'm just talking shit.
Now they knew I played, though.
No, they did.
So they was on everything.
So you feel like going to halftime, coming out, that's why I was like a...
He had to make adjustments. That's what the hell we
did. So what did y'all do to, like...
Adjust.
Yeah. Man, what was Jimbo?
You know, he was like towels to cover the sign. Like,
I don't know.
And Jimbo,
I wasn't really paying attention.
Jimbo would yell at us if we up 60 halftime, right? Check me out. Listen to this sequence. He came in calm as fuck. Just made us feel like, what? Jimbo, yeah. You know, we going halftime. You be trying to get.
No, he did.
You don't even want to get in that view of him.
He did. He did come in that bitch and say, man, y'all keep blocking because Kermit finna take one back.
He did say that, though.
Like that,
he had a calm demeanor about himself.
At halftime.
No, I felt that watching the game. I kept saying, why they kicking him the ball? Man. I'm going to talk lose that game. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy y'all down.
So both their brothers, Florida State. Well, he Florida State. His brother, Florida State.
My brother, Florida State fan, right? Bro, so I hate Florida State, bro. Like, I'm a Gator fan, so I hate Florida State.
That's why.
That's my biggest rival right there.
I am,
for sure. Especially when you come to Florida State of Miami. But so I'm watching the game. I'm excited. I'm getting my tweets off.
I'm talking
crazy.
I want to see your tweets from that time. I know you were going.
Look them up. They
what
crazy.
What I see now, how you talk about us, I can only imagine.
I was going crazy.
So who you hate more?
Florida State.
Florida State, for sure.
Damn, why not Miami, though?
My Miami hate is up there, but my brother, like, we stayed in the same room until I was 18 years old, man. Like, you feel me? And my whole family Gators, and he the only Florida State guy.
Yeah, be like he the only on the rebellious one.
Black Sheep, what we call him.
That's what he is.
But watching you guys now, I was excited. Trey Mason from the 5-6-1, he going nuts. But every time they kicked you the ball, I kept saying, bro, they need to start kicking this man the ball. He going to break one.
I'm telling him, we had them. We had them type of dudes on our kickoff return team that was blocking. They ain't give a damn who was in there. It could have been Goliath, right, that motherfucker that ran through his ass.
Hey, during that moment, and looking at it now, how many of the kids from your neighborhood still, like, you give them motivation? You know what I mean?
I won't even say a lot, man. Kids in my neighborhood, them motherfuckers bad as hell, man.
You try and give them something. Look, you be like, bro, look. You be like, yeah, bro, look at me, bro.
Bro. I'm telling you, my neighborhood rough, bro. Where I'm from is rough. They don't give a damn. I ain't gonna lie to you. They don't give a damn.
It's a different era. They don't respect the legends like that. Like, CJ Schrod clip of him not knowing Fred Taylor is big today, like him not knowing Fred Taylor's college game, that's going viral right now today. But these kids don't really, they're not historians, man. Like,
they don't.
They don't really respect and give flowers to.
Some of them do, though. Some of them do.
Yeah, you get some.
Some of them get love, but that's only if you knew me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you knew back then, watch me play. Like, even today, like, people his age who older than me. Even like when I go to like the little youth football games, like they always bring up football. I'm like, bro, I don't want to talk about that shit all the time, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that championship, bro. Can we talk about something else, bro?
Mentally, like, just want to move on, like new chapter.
Right. Even when he be trying to have me come out, I be trying to tell him, bro, I ain't on that shit no more, bro.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I feel like I'm supposed to be able to be playing still, though. You know what I'm saying? I went into a fucked up situation. It wasn't my fault that I ain't play. You know what I'm saying? I just was in a bad situation. We had some good ass receivers out in front of me. And I couldn't play. I showed what I can do, but shit, new coaches came in and they cleaned house and kept the guys that they wanted.
I think from a leadership standpoint, you look at Jalen, right, and Jameis, I would love to see that matchup in the practice, bro.
Man.
Like, you talking about at that. They should go at him. Who Jalen is.
They should go at him.
Yep. That's why I tell folks, it was real deal, iron sharper iron. Like, O-line, D-line battling, fighting. Like, we used to love them. Look, we watching big hippos just going at it. Like, and hippos are the strongest animals in the jungle. You know what I mean? So, when it came down to DBs, like, what they saw online or on the TV, they were legit, but you can only be as good as what you're going against. And we was, I'm going to tell you, look, hey, our full six-man roster, like six depth receivers,
right. Giving
them havoc, him and Bobo, Rashad, KB, me,
Pops.
Pops, man.
You know what I mean? Like, we real deal was like giving them work, which, you know, we feed off each other.
And we had them dogs too at DB too.
It's crazy.
We got dogs.
We had them dogs at DB. Jalen came in on fire though, like out of high school, like on fire. That's like, real. He was really him though.
I knew he was gonna be good when he ain't give a fuck about. You know, usually freshmen, you come in tiptoeing, you trying to feel your way in.
And then
he came in like, I'm finna play.
You're a shit. That's how he came in on fire.
And he don't. His tangibles ain't like the most like. Wow, but it's like he turned into a different mode when he get on that field. He's rangy.
Real shit.
Rangy as hell.
Rangy. And a safety who can cover is.
Safety, man. That man was all American in three positions.
Safety, now he in the NFL killing that.
Corner. It was, man, he was all American. I don't think I ever seen that happen. Three position?
Confident as hell. He was confident.
Yeah, you got a point.
You ever seen that before?
No. That time running through my mind, I'm a DB enthusiast.
Man, that motherfucker was an All-American in three positions. And he played kick return with me.
Yeah, he used to get busy in the kick return. Like, give me some more stories, man. I know he was getting with it in practice a little bit.
Oh, yeah, man. Me and him got a tour before, man. We definitely got a tour before, man. He had said, Kermit, I don't know why you got number 8. And like, why?
The way you move your head is just...
That's how he be. That's how he was. You said, Kurt, I don't know why you should have got number 4. I don't know why you got number 8, because you ain't half of me. I said, what? I had beat him on the plate. I swear I had beat him on the route. So I'm talking shit to him. When he get in my face, man, I stole his ass. Yeah, he probably won't. I'm a dog, though, man.
Yeah.
I'm a dog, but I ain't going to get into that, all that. But he had hit Jameis one time. I think Carlos had got into it with him.
Another freak, too. Carlos was a freak.
Carlos had got to tell you, too.
Carlos
was hot, man. Like, you finna hurt the motherfucking quarterback. Jimbo was snapping on him. They kicked his ass out that same day.
Oh, when he made contact with James, he ain't supposed to, huh?
Jimbo gonna kick you out.
Kick your ass. He kicked his ass out. Cole Mario had to go in there. You know, Cole Mario, he the cool guy. He would calm him down and stuff like that.
He coming on a safety blitz?
I don't know what. He just hit his ass. He didn't give a fuck that day. I don't think he was on straight fuck shit that day. I swear. Came in like a missile, hit his ass.
What was Jameis reaction to it?
Jameis funny.
I don't know.
Shit,
he's funny.
Everything he do is funny, bro. You ain't got to tell me, bro.
Man.
He might be the most loosest, best leader I've known in my time.
That's a word.
I made that bitch up.
I made that bitch up,
but I think the world as they see him now is like at least a person who don't even fuck with football.
A person who don't even fuck with football
would give Jameis 10 plays. Mm-hmm. Just to see what he is in the locker room, how he is.
Nah, real shit, he a real nigga though.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. Solid dude though. Fuck with Jameis.
What was you thinking when he came out in that The game suspended. Who you guys had that week?
Clemson.
Clemson.
I was there.
I know
you.
Right? So he came.
I was gone.
You know, but they roaming up over there. We not with them then. We
no,
doing
saying,
our own thing.
Did they tell him early in the week, you ain't playing?
Yes.
It was in the news, Kenny. Like everybody knew.
But, you know, hey, sometimes the news don't match what.
Yeah, we
really
James, man, yeah, James, really James is being James, man. You don't know how James is, and you will never know, man. That's a funny motherfucker, man. And he don't give a fuck.
Nah.
But he's a good dude, but he just don't give a fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
And that time, shit, we needed him.
So when he came out suited up, what y'all said? Yeah.
He probably did that to scare the ass. You know what I'm saying? Because the other team was like, thought he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So, shit, he probably did that to throw him off.
So y'all all came together as freshmen, right? You, Jameis, Dylan.
Jameis came before me, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I came after Jameis.
Oh, he redshirted? Oh, I didn't know that.
He class of, what, 12?
Yeah, I was 13.
Okay.
I think they had number one class that year, right?
Yeah. Y'all wasn't bad, too. We had
bad.
We had some dominating classes like that. Whole,
I think, like 10, was 11 was good.
We had, like, top five. Then right. 11 was, like, top five. And then Jameis.
Top one.
Yeah. So, hey, that whole staff, like I said, we what I look at nowadays with coaching and just developing players, bro, like, we real deal had, like, coaches who, like, will pull us to the side and be like, hey, fucking up. Fuck football. Like, good. You know, like, so I appreciate that now as me and Kermit was talking about, like, experiencing life, you know what I mean? Because it was fun. It was locked in. We had a structured schedule.
Well, you going through that shit, boy, you lose relationships and all, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swear to God, you lose that shit. That's the worst part about it.
Why is that?
Because you battling with trying to play, trying to identify who you is, and you know who you is, but you trying to stay on top of it. And then you just lose yourself because you trying to keep playing ball, you trying to make money, all the other shit. So it's just like, and like you said earlier, the transition part. Niggas don't be knowing what they want to do, bro.
Right.
Like, I ain't know what I wanted to do. A girl had to tell me that. Yeah. She's like, why you want to train? And why you want to do the trucks? I'm like, man, I might want to do trucks. I don't want to do no football. Because at this point, I'm like, man, fuck football.
Yeah.
I want to do something different. And shit, that trucking, they were paying good. Over the road and shit, but I'm tired of over the road.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come back local, you know what I'm saying?
It was funny at one of my camps. You know Orlando's, it's big, but it's small, and one of his aunties, they're like, man, hey, I've been telling Kermit, come out here, come out. Hey, I think one of your cousins or somebody was at the camp. My little auntie, I was like, hey, all right, no, you transitioning, it ain't easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this took me a couple years of like, bro, I was...
Yeah, I remember the speech you had.
You know what I mean? I'm in some dark times right now, bro.
Nigga about to cry, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, shit. Because you feel that pain.
No,
like,
real shit, though.
Because it's like when that depression come, it seemed like it come when you just alone.
What?
And you ain't got no help. You feel
no
like
help.
You got all the help, but you alone. Like,
well, you ain't playing football here. All the love go away, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Like, what Lane said, if I stop playing, they think fans still gonna love me? Hell no. They ain't gonna love you, man. get up off your ass.
They're not gonna love you, man.
They ain't gonna love you, boy.
They should, bro. Like, that's what this show about. We give flowers back to the legends, man. Y'all boys forever legends.
That's y'all.
That's like people even on Twitter and social media, they make the jokes about getting, like, when players are looking washed or they're like, they about done going to get your CDLs, but It's a real business. It's a real life. And transitioning.
I want to watch, though.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, they just
that's
make
what
the jokes.
You know what's crazy, though? I know what you're saying, but you know what's crazy, though? The game will force niggas out.
For sure.
But, shit, I walked away from the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't cancel me.
Right.
I walked away. You know what I'm saying? I could have went back and tried to, you know what I'm saying, play SFL.
Yeah.
But I was just like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a call with the CFL, and I was like, man, nah, I'm just gonna go to this school, man. Just, I ain't finna go back out there, man. Fuck it. Within that, I got my CDLs and got my ass on the road.
So
just start making money.
Where you at with it now? Like, what's your purpose, your drive right now?
Man, I just want to make money, man.
Money, huh?
Well, that's the purpose. That's
You got any kids?
No, I ain't got no kids.
Yeah, get that money then, bro.
I ain't got no kids, bro.
Yeah, you got no kids.
Might help freelancing.
Freelancing. I hear freelancing, man. That's what's up.
But no, that's well. Other than that, though, man, you don't want to be stuck. You don't want to be stuck, bro, playing and not knowing what you want to do, though. So niggas would have started getting they playing together and just doing other things other than football, man. Because like I said, you're gonna get stuck, and yeah, they're gonna drown you, bro. Like I was down. But I was down when I wasn't playing. But I was like, man, damn, but like, I know I'm supposed to be playing. But other than that, man, I had to get up off my ass. We didn't.
They ain't right shots to the White House.
We can have a 30 for 30 for sure.
Yeah, really get you. No, real shit.
No, I'm dead ass.
No, we really didn't have no. Hey, we really didn't go to the 30 for 30.
That's the like, viral moment. Hey,
we really didn't go to the White House.
Like, what was that? What was that like? Did y'all talk about it as a team?
Hell no. Nobody don't even. I don't think they even care. But I wanted to go to the White House.
I did too. Hey, look. I think who was in the office? Barack was it? No.
Barack.
Yeah.
It was a nigga in the White House. We couldn't even go see him. Shit, crazy. How they say niggas in Paris?
Yeah.
Man, it was niggas in the White House, man. And we couldn't even go to that motherfucker.
That might be the name of the show. This episode. what was that like? Like, that's got to be, because it's kind of like y'all against the world a little bit, bro.
It
like,
was.
You got to at least discuss that. Nobody said anything. Jimbo ain't say nothing.
I don't think he cared, bro.
No?
I think we all was in each other's, like, space, taking it all in at the time. It was just like, we all was getting prepared for the combine, and everybody was, like, leaving early. It was a lot of shit to, like, orchestrate, but... Like he said, right? Shit, I want to go.
I would have cleared.
We never go to the round. Even I supposed to went to the ESPYs. They didn't let me go to the ESPYs with them boys. I'm like, God damn. All because I was a freshman.
Gotcha.
So I ain't had no really experience.
Catch
like
that Natty your freshman year, bro. Your boy Bracey on campus. I know it was going stupid.
He wasn't even on campus.
No, he was training and shit.
That nigga was gone, man. When I got to campus, he was gone.
Yeah.
Him.
I'm the only one.
I'm gone.
I had experiences with Brace more than him on the field. You know what I mean? So it was just, he already made that decision to transition.
Yeah, he made that decision when I was in school.
Got you.
High school.
Got you.
He called me like, man, I'm finna go pro. Mama called me, was like, tell him to go pro. I'm like, I can't tell him, but the conversation they had is what made him go pro. I don't know if she called me, like, tell him to go pro. I remember that vividly.
For you to tell him to go pro?
Yeah. But I can't tell him. I'm really leaving New York from a track meet. And I'm just not landing. And she called me and said that. I like, I can't tell him nothing.
You love football a lot. So cuz going crazy at track, and I think you could have probably pursued that as well. You weren't interested in that at all?
Yeah, I did it. But I ended up getting hurt. I got hurt. In the practice, because we had, this one we had Trentavious Friday, Kendall Williams, and some CJ Green. So they all ran a 10-2. I know Trentavious Friday ran a 10-1, Kendall ran a 10-1, and I ran a 10-1. So, and then we had Coach Ken Harden. Coach Ken, tough. So I'm out there, I'm like, I'm in football shape. I'm not in track shape, but I'm beating him. And I ended up jumping out on him one time, and I pulled up. I pulled my hand screen and stuff like that. So I know I stopped after that. I even went to a track meet and pulled my hand screen. After that, I got healthy and pulled it again. So I just stopped.
What you think you ran off the couch right now?
I got like 10-5.
Man, look, you see the.
That's crazy.
No, I probably like 10-7, 10-8.
That's still crazy.
I've been working up. What? I'm going to see.
His trainer FaceTimed me today.
Yeah.
10-7?
10-9.
Look.
10-9.
I think went for a 10-5, 10-9.
It's for maintenance, though. I'm just training for maintenance and for the mind, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing it for. Look good, feel good. That's it. I ain't doing it for nothing else.
Olympics on the way. What you think Bracey going to do this summer?
Shit, I don't know. He better come with it.
Yeah, some heat out there.
It definitely is some heat out there, and it's new niggas that are coming every year.
Absolutely.
So shit, he know, I'm pretty sure he's a competitor, so you'll see him out there. He definitely a competitor.
Who you grew up idolizing as a kid? Like, who's your favorite football player?
I ain't gonna lie to you, but I don't even know. Real shit. I mean, look at, it's old school, but like, there's always people here about talk about Rice and Randy Moss. Yeah. I used to, you know what I'm saying? But in college, I, you know, like William McGahee, Clint Portis, people like that, Percy Harvey, Tavon. I like Tavon a lot, though.
Tavon Austin?
Yeah, I like that. I should watch his highlights.
I got similar flashes.
Sure. I should watch Tavon highlights for the game. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like every game, you know. He just turned me up, though, real shit.
Similar everybody. Speed.
Not even speed, just how he played, how he carried himself.
Yeah.
Like, the person you told me who played with him, like, bro, y'all act just alike, bro. So, yeah, it was cool, though. Like, watch him play and all that other shit.
So, in the draft process, were you expecting to get drafted? Like, what was your draft, like, party? Man, you with family, solo? What was it like?
I mean, I was with my girl in college, and my roommate was my boy I grew up with. He's from the Science City. Yeah, it was just us three. But I didn't even go back home. They threw a party back home. I didn't want to go back home. I know the sixth round came. Chicago called me. Said, we're going to take you in the sixth round. They ended up taking to somebody else. I was so mad, bro. But they end up signing me as one of the top free agents type shit. One of the, not, I ain't gonna say top, but yeah, one of the free agents.
The free agent.
It is a top priority.
Priority.
I don't think I got paid with the top priority.
Yeah, it's different. It is different brackets now. That, yeah. But
I don't think I got paid the top priority, but they signed me and shit like that as Chicago.
What teams was offering you as an undrafted free agent?
Chicago, because they were finna draft me.
No, you have no other option, like or recruitment to go through, or anything like that.
Nah, but then after that, I left there, I went to Bengals and rest of history.
Yeah,
so that was there with them for 2.5 years, and shit like that. And I went to the XFL, and then tried the CFL. I said, like, man, fuck that, try that shit, and left it alone.
What you think? I know the NFL, bro. That's why I get everybody they flowers at. I don't care if you get a tryout at the NFL, bro. Right. Like. Gladiators, man. Like, that's the 1% of the world. Like, people can call people bus and all this other goofy stuff that fans say, but to make it to that level, it takes, you know, a lot of hard work, dedication, and to get the opportunity is just one of, you know, we all grew up with. I grew up with that, you know, that want and that desire, bro. So to be able to get there and you start seeing that it's a business, Kenny talk about it all the time. Like, what was that feeling like when you get there and you see that it's
It was,
the game has changed.
Like I said, it was cool once I learned like the plays and shit, like how they operate and how things be going. It was just cool. It was smooth, bro.
Yeah, it really depends on the system. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like to see somebody get cut, like that part of it.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Glenn Reaper, you can tell he just going to tap. And you just like
the thing about it. I was cool with the dude, the Grand Reaper. I swear I was cool with him. I was cool with him though, but I didn't know he was a Grand Reaper until somebody was like, man, you know he come and gets it when you get cut. I said I ain't know that, but I said he always talked to me, bro. I'm like, but at this time I'm making plays every day in practice, so I'm like, they ain't finna cut me. They didn't need me out of this motherfucker because I'm playing everybody, every top receiver that we play that week. That's who I was. And I'm giving their ass their work. Like I told you, AJ told me, don't play with their ass out here. Yeah. Run every route hard, play, catch every ball, so you can get moved up, so they can see what you got. Yeah. So I did just that. There wasn't no half-assing out there, so I knew they weren't coming to get me.
Yeah.
They only got me out of there because new coach brought his guys in.
And you never know when your day is. That's why.
You never know.
That's why now it's like you.
Matter of fact, I got called on the flight back to Cincy, right before from the boarding flight.
Damn.
Man, I seen a dude.
You on vacation?
This is right before camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before camp, bro.
I seen a dude get called back 4 times in 1 week.
Wow. Yeah, they do that.
Like, cut him.
That's torture.
Cut him, bring him back. Cut him, bring him back. And it's just like, what is this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you get there and like, you got a ball of fun coming from college, definitely what we had. And it's just like a slow leak of like the enjoyment of it, like your love, like it's leaking slow as fuck, and it's just like, this is like not in fun no more. I feel like I gotta go in with a tuxedo every day. I feel like I gotta say the right things, and people don't operate like that.
College, walking on eggshells.
College, them motherfuckers, like he said, we ain't gonna say the word. But we got people who just ain't got a write up. We had a dude, we had a dude on our team who did a prison stint.
Oh, wow.
And came on the team.
How you get an invite? We was...
Huh?
How did he get an invite?
He was from Ohio. Tank Kearney.
Tank?
Tank. DN.
I want to deal with him.
Tank Kearney.
FSU?
From Ohio.
FSU? Yeah, I want to
know. No, we were getting foreigners. The thing is, and then you get to the league, it's like, you got to figure out, like, little shit, like, who can you even trust to talk to? Because right. You got team snitches.
You do.
You got team people who tell everything, little thing you're doing wrong.
See, when I got to the Bengals, man, boy, so it was great love, right?
Because he had a good room. You know,
I had a good room. We ain't had to do no rookie shit. So I just had AJ, TB, John Ross, CeCe, Brandon LaFell. I had OGs. But I had Brandon LaFell. And Josh Malone. So it was me, Josh Malone, and Ross. We the three rookies. And everybody else, they like second, third year, and just vets. So they ain't have us doing like no what's the name and shit, like no rookie dinner, like no, you ain't got AJ.
No hazing.
No hazing. AJ like, I ain't have to do it, so y'all boys ain't gotta do it. So I'm cool with that. Them boys showed love around Christmas.
Yeah,
they showed love.
What love? What kind of love they showed?
Man, they buy you shit.
Yeah,
they buy you shit. Like nice shit.
You be looking at it like, because you a grown ass, yeah, you be like, looking like, man, you be looking like this, like me?
Like, GC, I'm walking in and be like, damn, they got some Gucci shoes out there, man. I got a motherfucking iRobot drone. All that, man. They were showing love,
it's
bro.
It's definitely a different mental.
Boy, showing love.
That's why I was like, you know, when you mentioned, like, did you hear that new coach was coming in? Or you?
No, I mean, because at the end of the second season, that's when they part ways with Marvin Lewis. They part ways with him and stuff like that. So
you kind of felt.
But I had already signed my future contract.
Yeah.
So it's just already, you know what I'm saying? But I had went through training. I went through OTAs, mini camp, and then that's when training camp came.
Yeah, they wait on that. They wait on that grace period. Seems right. Like they wait on the time where they got to make moves. There's so many. They make moves on your off days.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's why it's like you can feel that shit. So it's like you say, you just anybody who eclipses just stepping foot in there, you just like you say, give them they flower because football is gonna bring some heartache. Like,
I told you, bro.
You
bring
love
heartache.
That shit at one point. Like you say, growing up, you love it, and then it's like these motherfuckers playing with me, and I can't go on the web and tell all the shit was going on because. Make you feel weak, and it's, and then again, it's like, but who really gonna care? Right. And then that's when depression just starts.
That's why I say when that started happening, it fuck up everything.
That's why I'm about to ask you, like, that flight home probably.
No, I was already home, dude. I was finna leave, nigga. I was already home, so on the ride back, I'm like, man, I done dropped a cup of tears. I said, man, all right, fuck
yeah.
I was sad though, bro. I was mad as hell. I'm like. All right, this is the time, this is the year.
Felt it.
Real shit, I felt it because I know I put the work in that training camp, man, that summer to be up there. Because I was going to be a gunner, all type of shit. I was going to do whatever. I'm buying everything, bro. Yeah,
you bought in.
Yeah, really bought in.
That's why I be telling folks, like, I tell these kids.
Because I wasn't doing that, bro. I wasn't doing that my first or second year. I just receiving, kid returning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know I could have been a gunner, but I'm faster than all these gunners.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know I'm more scrappy than all these gunners. Right. Even though they might be big and strong, but I'm not scrappy. I might be little, but I'm scrappy. And you ain't just finna bully me around.
Right. Yeah, that's why it's like, is it? I think it, nowadays you have to tell the kids the truth, like, man, look, I know you look at NFL, NBA, but starting.
Yeah, doing some other shit, bro.
Look at something, because at some point in and even Hall of Famers, even Tom Brady has a story where it's like football beat his ass, like made him depressed. It something connected to something, whether it's his family or something. Football gonna bring something, and you just got to be ready for it. And usually, 9 times out of 10, you ain't ready when it happens. When it's gonna bite you in the ass. So it's like, I don't know.
Ball is life, bro.
Ball is life, but it's also, it's like, I think the part we get from it is, you know, relationships. You know what I mean? Like, even if we don't do anything with the team, we still probably have gained one fan with them. One thing about fans, they're going to look up your story.
Yeah.
And that's how you gain a fan. They can follow your ass.
Try to resonate with
it. Oh, man, they follow you for life. Like, you probably got goddamn Cincinnati people still, Kermit, what's up? You know what I mean?
Like, man, them people know my ass, man.
You got one. It's Ohio. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's Ohio.
I mean, when I was there, yeah, they knew who I was. But man, see me now, man, they don't know who the fuck I was unless you knew me.
You got one.
Probably, like you said, probably one. Because I used to be out. me and TV Malone used to be out, man. We used to hang.
Was John Ross really that fast?
No, John Ross was fast. He was fast. John Ross was good too, bro. He was really good. He just was like, he had like he had a mental problem. I want to say mental problem. They fucked him up in the head too, though, bro. They'll fuck you up.
Held him back.
Some teams will fuck your head up, bro.
Then the media don't help at all, because they was just dragging him, bro. John Ross.
They'll fuck you up. John Ross is a good dude too, though. I fuck with John. And me and him be killing shit at practice. That's how I know he was good, because if he killing y'all, he's showing y'all this shit, and y'all just won't doing nothing for him to proceed, like, you know what I'm saying, like, prevail.
You ever try that Cincinnati chili?
Nah, bro, I don't eat that chili. That cheese. Hell no.
Wait, what is
that's
it?
That's what they were good for. They chili.
Yeah, they known for their chili.
Cincinnati?
Yeah. I never did it.
They put it on spaghetti.
Yeah, they put on a lot of shit.
Come on, I'm picky.
Yeah, I am, though. A lot of shit I don't eat. It's all real shit, though. You think it negative, bro.
You know me,
you think it negative, bro. I eat that.
That's how the room be. You know it's a joke, Nate.
Yeah, trying to be mature here, bro.
Just stand as like.
Trying to be mature, bro.
I see you through the glass.
Yeah, I can get childish quick, but I'm trying to be mature.
Him, bro. He always do this, bro.
That's a made practice. Man, shit be too serious, though. You like, man.
Yeah, for now, real, if I couldn't practice like this, Jabo would be like, who pissed in your cornflakes?
Oh, that's his lie.
Like, damn. I can't just not talk.
That's his lie to who pissed in your cornflakes.
He's always want me to say something. I just give it to his ass, man. I just talk my shit back. I ain't give a damn.
Nah, that boy loved us, boy.
I think that's his way to get me going, too.
Because Jimbo done been with some prestigious team, you know what I mean? Like, he was on the Marcus Russell team. He coached Bobby. Like, that boy really loved us. Like, at first, it was just like, he just a coach. Because that's what you thinking when you're going through them hard-ass fourth-quarter drills. And you're like, these motherfuckers.
I tried to skip them bitches by going to track, but
they were like, you ain't suited up, you don't make these.
I tried to skip them bitches, but it was hard, boy.
That shit probably was the hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Back used to be hurting, tightening up, locking up. I was like, God.
You ever think about quitting during the moles?
Nah, I ain't never thought about quitting, but.
Quitting that day.
Look. Like, it was the 300s.
The little shuttle shit.
What the 300s?
Man.
300s?
There was
300 yards.
300 shuttle. It's like, you got to, hey.
You got to make it in time.
The mentally fucked part about it, you be like, you ask somebody, be like, hey, how many they made y'all do?
Yeah.
The one,
get you right up.
Or the 26, 110s.
Yeah. And each group different. You be like, they made it do like 26. Then you get in that group that day, and you expecting 26.
Might do 30.
They're going to take it up.
36. You like.
No, that's be a beast.
What? I was telling you, I ain't started working out like that till I got to college. I used to train a lot for track.
Yeah.
I ain't ever trained like that for football.
Right.
And I was always just naturally good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Training, it'd be enough training for football, though.
Yes, but at football, oh, man, bro. That shit killed me, boy.
What was your Canadian experience like playing CFL?
They already had the guys, bro. I came.
That shit tough.
It is. The transition is tough, though, but they already had the guys, bro.
Right. Now, those rosters got to be like 80% Canadians, correct? Right. Something like that?
And then
eight got to be on the field at one time. So if you're a starter, you a killer. I don't see Vince Young. I seen Tavon Austin, Noel Devine get cut. And I'm like, you know, Vince Young. You know when you see Vince Young and like.
Tavon Austin did CFL?
Yes.
He did?
Tryout. Yeah. Like I said, I don't.
That Canadian shit look, tough, bro. It's
man,
different.
I'm talking about, I'm looking at Vince Young trying not to be like fanboy, but during that USC Texas game, nigga, I was hyped for that. That was an iconic moment. And see him working out at the time, it was in.
It was a Temple?
It was like Fort Myers, like something.
Oh, when they come down?
When they come down. Because CFL teams during the grace period, they come down in Tampa, Fort Myers, like somewhere down south, and they hold mini camps to get us Americans.
Yeah.
And at one particular one, Vince Young was right there just warming up, throwing with the quarterbacks. I'm like, nigga, that's Vince Young. Look, I'm trying to be quiet about it, but making it on that team, he wasn't with me. So I'm like, bro, what is this shit cutthroat?
It is, though, bro. Even
then you
I had a black coach. Bro, but I don't know what it is, but he just ain't helped me, bro.
Yeah.
Even though I'm grown, but like you supposed to still like coach. Supposed to coach me.
Mentor a little bit.
Well, he wasn't doing none of that. I don't know. He wasn't fucking with me, bro. But when I learned some of the plays I did do, like I was killing them. So I showed them flashes. They just ain't give a fuck.
Right.
And let me go.
Man, we're going to wrap this thing up in here in you know, in grand fashion, man. Like, what you wanted to be, like, the legacy of Kermit Whitfield? Like, what you want the legacy to say when it's all said and done? Like, I think we all live several lives, man. Like, you know, the journey always switching. They got some turns, twists and turns to it. But what's next and what you want the legacy to read at the end of the day?
Shit, I said, I want to make some money and have some kids, man. That was about now. About making
have
money.
Some kids. Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, but
growing up.
Yeah, jump in, bro.
Well, where'd you get the name Kermit from?
If I tell you, I got a kid. my grandma gave me that name because the Muppets and shit.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, so every time I see the Muppets, I was always jolly and shit. So she's named Kermit.
Bad respect.
Cool.
That's what's up.
Man, that boy growing up, this is a kid.
Hey, man, I had to say something. Factory. We out.
I had to say something.
We winning. Yeah, don't look now, it's just the beginning. We winning, we winning, we winning, we winning.